Late on January 20, 2020, a West Shore man lured a known drug dealer to Humpback Road and shot him 12 times with a Ruger rifle, a BC Supreme Court trial heard Monday. Alex William Natchbell, 26, was shot in the arm, neck and torso and died from the multiple gunshot wounds while slumped forward in his Nissan Pathfinder, Crown Prosecutor Claire Jennings told the court in her opening remarks at Damian Medwedrick's trial for first-degree murder. Natchbell's Pathfinder crashed into a tree, blocking the road. Its airbags were deployed and flashers were going when a car came around a corner. A passenger in the car called out, but saw and heard nothing and called 911, said Jennings. The routine call about a car crash took a darker turn when first responders arrived around 11:35 p.m. and discovered Natchbell's body. Paramedics noticed broken glass on the road and drew it to the attention of police, who discovered 8 to 10.22 caliber bullet shell casings on the road, said Jennings. Admissions of fact involving cell phone records and surveillance video footage that placed Medwedrick's blue Saturn car in the area were read into the court record. I expect there will be little dispute that Damian Medwedrick was present at the time of the shooting, Jennings told Justice Veronica Jackson. The issue for this court to determine is whether Damian Medwedrick shot and killed Alex Natchbell and if so, whether that killing was planned and deliberate. Five Crown witnesses are expected to testify at the Judge Alone trial. The first witness, who cannot be identified and is in the Witness Protection Program, took the stand Monday, testifying from behind a screen. He told the court that in January 2020, he bought and used drugs from Natchbell, whom he knew as Pete. On the night of January 20, the witness testified, Medwedrick asked the witness for help buying drugs, then came by his mother's house and picked him up. The witness testified that he didn't expect to be out for long and came out of the house in a dressing gown, shorts and a t-shirt. Medwedrick took the man's phone and arranged to pick up drugs from Natchbell, he said. They drove to Humpback Road and parked on the side of the road. Medwedrick got out of the car. And I heard shots, the witness testified. The unidentified man could not say how long they were at Humpback Road. His testimony is expected to continue today. In her opening statement, Jennings told the court the witness is expected to testify that after he heard the shots, Medwedrick drove away very fast and the witness made a video of Medwedrick talking on the phone about what he had done. The admissions also revealed that Medwedrick was arrested 10 days later in Prince George with the murder weapon. On the early morning of January 30, security at the Pine Center Mall called police to tell them that a blue Saturn had crashed through a barrier and got stuck in a snowbank. Around 1:15 a.m. Medwedrick walked out of the parking lot carrying a Ruger rifle with a scope attached and a banana clip magazine under a blanket. When Medwedrick saw police, he turned and began walking away. Police stopped and asked what he was doing. Medwedrick said he was out for a walk carrying a blanket. Police told him to stop, but he broke into a run, fleeing up and over a snowbank, the admissions say. Medwedrick slipped and fell and dropped the rifle and ammunition, but got up and kept running, leaving the weapon behind. He was eventually tracked by a police dog near a golf course. The rifle is the one used to shoot Natchbell, the admissions of fact say. L. Dixon at TimesColumnist.com.